Let's turn our attention to the world of entertainment now and welcome Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane to the show. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Hey, Elton John, he doesn't mind the old stoush, you know. He's been a bit of an interesting one over the years, but he and his ex-wife, they had a legal dispute over the Rocket Man movie. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is his ex-wife that he married here in Australia back in the mid-80s. So Renata Blowey, she was the one that he married. And they were together for about 4 years or so before they split up in the late 80s. And then he obviously came out and everybody sort of moved on with their lives. But obviously, given the fact that he's reflected on his life in his book and then that was turned into the Rocketman biopic, he revisited details, I guess, of their marriage and details of that featured in both the book and the movie. It was mostly just about their wedding day and his, I guess, unhappiness being in that relationship. Nothing rude, nothing disrespectful, really, but she was upset by that and took him to court seeking damages for apparent breaches of terms of their divorce agreement, which she claims, sort of given the media interest that followed that, claims that it sort of exacerbated her mental health problems. And now we fast forward, I think it was about 6 months or so now, and they've settled that particular dispute. And he's reportedly agreed to fork out just over $5 million in damages. So really just pocket money for Elton John. But apparently agreed to fork out that cash and also agreed to sign an agreement never to discuss their relationship ever again. So we won't be hearing any more about that one anytime soon.
No, but Renata heads off. Yep, she's okay. And as you said, pocket money. But they could call Elton now. They could do a new movie, call it Pocket Man. Pocket Man. Okay, we'll move on, I think. John Jarrett in hotel quarantine in Queensland. What's the story there?
Yes, well, he flew up on Wednesday from Sydney to Queensland and is spending 14 days in quarantine because he is filming a new movie. It's a new Aussie horror movie that's set to start production next month. So he'll serve out those 2 weeks in quarantine before they actually get onto the set. It's a movie titled The Possessed. So as the name sort of suggests, it's about an exorcist that does all sort of dark and wacky stuff. And it's based on a real-life true story about an exorcist named Charlie C or Charlie X. So, yeah, he's up there at the moment in hotel quarantine. He'll serve out his 2 weeks and then they'll get to work filming that one. He's actually appearing alongside the former Hey Dad star Simone Buchanan in that particular movie. So, yeah, they'll get to work on that soon. And it's got a pretty quick turnaround as well. Mid-2021 is the date that it's due for release. So not too far away.
No. I'm going to pitch an idea for a new movie. It's about an exorcist who's involved in the fitness industry, and he calls himself the exercisist.
God, you are on fire today, aren't you?
I know. I don't know whether I've got to start taking the tablets or stop taking them, one of the two anyway. And finally, a Melbourne theatre duo scoring a string of nominations in the upcoming Tonys, which are, I mean, they're huge awards.
Oh, indeed. This is a massive, massive deal for these two Aussies from Melbourne. People may be familiar with them. They're the two behind the Global Creatures company, so Jeri Ryan and Carmen Pavlovich. They were the ones who did King Kong. They brought Muriel's Wedding to the stage. They poured tens of millions of dollars into King Kong to rework that and to get it right before they took that to Broadway. And obviously, the Tony nominations, they were announced in New York overnight. And their show, Moulin Rouge, it's the first Aussie musical to start out on Broadway before it comes here next year. That picked up 14 nominations last night. And they're not just any awards. They're the top ones, like Best Musical, Best Direction, Best Book, Best Choreography, a Leading Actor, Leading Actress, Featured Actor, Featured Actress, set design, lighting, costume design, and many others. So everybody in Melbourne and here in Australia knows that we do theatre really, really well. I think we're in with a really good chance to take out those awards when the Tonys are handed out.
Yeah, absolutely. We wish them every success. Jaden, as always, thank you. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Catch you then.